Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary and Dale Andringa with Vermeer Corporation join us on today's program to talk about a recent trip to a Vermeer facility in China and the special gifts they brought home.
First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about your overseas trip and really what the special reason why we're here is today.
Yes, Dale and I were recently in China, and we have a great team in China that does both manufacturing and also distribution. And they're located in Tianjin, which is a suburb area of Beijing. And the team there has connected for the last 3 years with a special orphanage, the Agape House. And it's children who deal with almost a brittle bone disease. In fact, I'll let my husband describe the disease, first of all.
The name of the disease is osteogenesis imperfecta. And basically what it is, it's people born with a mutation that makes their bones very weak and, quite frankly, brittle. And so it's called brittle bone disease. And just day-to-day activity often results in broken bones. And the worst forms of that illness means that at birth already you have broken bones. So some of the kids at this orphanage literally are in wheelchairs because their bones are so weak they can't walk.
And so our team there has sort of adopted them, and it's a group of young people, some that are getting to be teenagers. And so, to be honest with you, they probably will continue to grow up in the orphanage. And then there are some very young children, and many of them are adopted. And so the Agape House is a faith-based orphanage, and they really give great loving care to these children. And some of them are very talented painters, artists. And so through the years, they will paint a lot of pictures, and sometimes they sell them. Sometimes our employees in Tianjin buy them for gifts. And in this past May, when we were in Tianjin, we celebrated a family day with all of our employees and their children. And so as a special gift, young people from the Agape Orphanage did come, and they had painted some pictures of our Vermeer job buddies for us to take back and to share with our Yellow Iron Academy. So that was sort of the crux of the gift and the connection, trying to make that connection between these young people in China and our own children and in Yellow Iron Academy.
And what was the children's response to seeing the art coming from China? Because oftentimes you hear about Vermeer and how global it is. This is a real example for those kids to kind of grasp on, isn't it?
I think that the children enjoy any kind of connection that gives them kind of a bigger picture of the world. So not that our Yellow Iron students necessarily know exactly where China is, but they know it's somewhere in the world, not outside of Pella, outside of Iowa. And I think they were very proud to receive the two paintings of the job buddies.
And what is it like for you to hear the connections that your company is going out and making, and your employees reaching out to organizations like this, and your directors out there in China trying to connect just like you do here in the Pella community?
What was particularly exciting is when our vice president in China, who's an American, initially approached the employees to ask them to consider working with this orphanage. Their reaction was, well, why would we do that? That's the government's role. And I think that indicates the difference between the American way of envisioning giving back to community and the Chinese, who are just emerging from an era where the government controlled everything and to some degree still does. So for them, the idea of giving to this orphanage that they perceived was a government responsibility, they couldn't quite grasp it. Now that they've gotten into it, they're really excited about it.
So there's a definite give and take then.
Exactly. And that's part of what we feel good about, of transferring the Vermeer culture to China. We want our Chinese partners to feel as good about giving back as the people that work here in Pella.
So what was fun, when we were there for Family Day, a whole van of the young people, the ones who were more, you know, preteens and teens, came and joined our family celebration. So they were there for the barbecue, and they were doing paintings at the table with the children of the employees of our Vermeer Beijing office. And they also have participated the last 2 years when our employees in Tianjin have a New Year's celebration in January. And usually Bob Vermeer, our chair emeritus, and Jason Andringa, who's our CEO, and Doug Hunt are often there at that time because they're there for a board meeting as well. And they also interact with these young people. So they've kind of sort of adopted this orphanage. And as Dale said, what's really great to see is the fact that our employees, I think, get a real sense of being able to connect with community and to give, have a giving life, which is actually not totally typical in China.
Once again, that was Mary and Dale Andringa with Vermeer. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.